And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. Pete Gray still down in the East Cape at our Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular. We'll look forward to hearing from him live on the water as he's fishing on the Gen Ren today. Man, do we have a great show for you today. Bill Varney, our surf fishing expert, is in the house. We are going to be talking all things surf fishing, local, inshore, offshore. The whole nine's getting covered today. You stay tuned. It's going to be a great show. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes. Introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a weight of fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Costa, building high-quality polarized eyewear for serious saltwater anglers. Huge selection of Costa, and get a free gift with every Costa purchase. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle, best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist. The most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. As we said, Pete down in the East Cape this morning at Palmas de Cortez for our fall spectacular, and they're having some spectacular fishing. Got a chance to talk to Pete, obviously, on the air yesterday, a little bit off the air yesterday, and he said the fishing is just going great down there. Really, really good tuna fishing, lots of Dorado around, some big Wahoo, which will make it exciting for the tournaments, and just really, really good. We're really looking forward. I know he's fishing on the Gen Ren today, so we're hoping to hear from him, but hey, we all know there's a possibility the fishing might take over, and we might have to wait till next week to get a report. But exciting, exciting for those guys down there. An exciting show today. We've got the man, Bill Varney, our surf fishing expert, in the studio this morning. Morning, Bill.
Hey, thank you, Rick. Thanks for being here.
Are you kidding me? We're really excited to have you. So much cool stuff, and what a year this was in the surf. Oh, my God.
It was incredible.
Right?
It was really a comeback year, and certainly when he got into Corbina fishing in particular, what a home run.
That's so killer. Exciting to see the big fish come back. There was everything you would want in the surf fishing world. There was numbers, there was size, there's quantity, there's quality, the whole nine. This was a really good one. Not to say that it's over, but it's been fun watching the summer season happen.
It absolutely has been. And, you know, I think as we go on into the winter and into the beginning of next year, we're going to have some phenomenal surf fishing over the winter with some big perch we haven't seen in a couple of years. So we're really excited about it.
That's cool. Awesome. Well, speaking of excited, we're going to take a real short break from that. We're going to go live to the Condor right now. Captain Scott Mizell is on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Rick. How's it going this morning?
Man, we couldn't be better, buddy. Talking all things fishing. And I know you guys have been making it happen on the Condor. What's going on out there?
Man, we had such good fishing yesterday. That yellowfin tuna just keeps biting and biting, and the weather is flat calm. Good as it gets. What we look forward to every fall. We had limits of yellowfin tuna yesterday again. And things were brown in the corner, biting poppers, biting jigs, biting everything. We had to leave them full speed in the corner because we had our limits again.
That is so cool, Scott. We talked about it quite a bit yesterday. Fall fishing is where it's at for San Diego. This is when the weather gets right and the fish really get with it. The crowds lessen up. This is what we wait all year for.
Oh, absolutely. The fall is always our favorite time to get out there. You can wake up in the morning and see them nice sunrises. Kelp starts showing up everywhere in that flat weather. And it's been pretty easy. It's been nice. It's close to home. It's a good time to get out there.
That was going to be my next question, Scott. Is this still close enough that we can get it on short-range trips?
Oh, yeah. There's fish 30 miles from home. There's fish 90 miles from home. And right now, there's fish all the way in between.
That's so cool. Awesome, Scott. Well, God, sounds like a great trip, and sounds like you're getting it done very fast on the Condor. What's the schedule like? What's our opportunities to come get in on this good fall fishing?
Well, if we get a few more reservations, we're going to do an overnight trip tonight, get back to our roots a little bit.
Yeah.
And then we've got Monday night, Wednesday night, Friday night, day-and-a-half trips, and we're going to put the guys on some action.
So does that mean we got a potential overnight with what obviously sounds like right now a light load if you need a few more guys to get it to roll? We always say, like, that's the most important thing is striking while the iron's hot. So you could hop on the Condor tonight, get in on that good yellowfin fishing?
Yeah, you don't want to be reading about it or hearing about it. You want to be in the midst of it. So
yeah.
9 o'clock tonight, we'll be going back out.
Plenty of distance to get covered on a one-day trip. Absolutely no problem. You're going to wake up in the fishing grounds. And obviously, with there as close as you're talking about, you're going to fish darn near all night anyways.
Yeah, it's darn near a day-and-a-half trip. It is. We're fishing till 3 o'clock or better in the afternoon. But it hasn't been taking that much time to get the yellowfin tuna thing done. It's been just steady. Get on a kelp, and it's full speed.
That's rad. All right, Scott. Well, great going. Congratulations on a great trip. Again, overnight trip departing tonight, but you got to make your reservations because this was thrown on very, very last second, and obviously you need enough to go. So if somebody wants an opportunity to get a very light load shot on this yellowfin tuna, how do we find you, Scott?
Have a good one, you guys. We'll see you soon. 619-221-8500. Or fishermanslanding.com. Ask for that 90-foot condor.
Awesome. Great job, Scott. Congrats on the good yellowfin tuna fishing. Well, thanks for keeping us up to date, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Take care, bud.
Awesome. Gosh, man, I love this so much, dude. This is the time of year.
He had to go.
Yeah.
He couldn't wait.
Yeah.
I'm getting off. I got to go get fish.
Oh, that's cool. I love it. Absolutely love it. And that's the thing that we've talked about in the surf fishing same way. You know, I mean, you get this time of year, the beaches mellow out. There's not hundreds of
beachgoers.
This is it.
It really is. I mean, you got that warm breeze blowing over your shoulder out to sea. There's nobody on the beach but you looking up and down the beach. A few surfers swimming around and getting chased by sharks out there, but but that's it. It's beautiful. This is really my favorite time of year to surf fish.
Now, with surf fishing, there's a lot of ways that guys will go about it. There's bait fishing, there's lures fishing, there's collecting your own baits, things like that. What does the fall time of year offer to a guy as far as, you know, plans of attack, what he's going to be fishing for? I'm assuming we still have shots at Corvinas, but we're starting to maybe transition into fishing big perch and things like that. What's the fall like in the world of the surf?
Absolutely. The fall is a unique time because, you know, this is coming to the end of the warm water season. A lot of fish like spotfin, croaker, and Corvina find this time of year, it's time where they're going to start transitioning into the harbors and the bays and things like that.
Okay.
But another thing to really remember about them is that over the summer, probably beginning in May, the sand crabs are coming up to the surface. Once the water's about 60 degrees, those crabs are coming up, and they are gorging themselves on crabs. So let's say that you, for example, were lucky enough to have filet mignon for 2 months. We love filet mignon.
Yeah. Keep it coming.
Wrapping a little bacon. You know, how could you miss that? But 2 months of that, if somebody was to roll up to you and say, hey, let me lay a lobster on you, you'd be ready for a lobster.
Yeah, come on in.
So this time of year is a great time of year for ghost shrimp, for using any one of number of worms, bloodworms, lugworms. And then really the real secret when we come up to October here and beginning of November is this is the time of year that bean clams, the little tiny shells that you see on the beach that are clams, this is when they spawn. So in the month of October, they come up to the surface and they open, and while they're spawning, they're up, like I said, up on the surface and broken open, and this is when Corvina and spotfin and other surf fish feed primarily on clams.
Really? Okay.
And so it's a good time to transition over to these other baits.
I had no idea. And how would one take advantage of that? That's when you would fish a ghost shrimp or something. I mean, that clam, I'm guessing, is a little too small for you to pin on your hook. Is that the case?
Exactly. Okay. So like this time of year, you know, I would probably fish ghost shrimp or maybe a worm, but also the clam. But I'm going to look for little neck clams. You can normally find them in a, you know, like a marine environment that is partly sand and mud, like a Mission Bay type of scenario, and they'll usually occur up near or against rocks. So that's where you want to dig. And you'll find them in groups, about 3 to 5 of them. They need to be, I believe, I can't remember exactly, but an inch or two across for them to be legal in size. And you just collect 5, 10, 15, 20 of them, and you're ready to roll.
That is so cool, man. Well, as you can hear, we've got so much that we're going to cover. This is the guy when it comes to surf fishing. We're going to continue on with that, but again, we're going to take a short departure, head on down to the East Cape. We got the man on the line.
Oh, okay. Never mind, Mark. He just took off again.
Hey,
come on, John.
What's up,
Pete? Good morning. Hey, good morning. We're on Gen Rent Sports Fishing. Captain Mark Rayner and Diego here. We literally just putting on our first Wahoo of the morning. We put it 30 seconds ago, dude.
Oh, my God.
And we have a double, and brother-in-law John's just getting ready to put the second one on the boat right now. I'm looking down from the bridge of this beautiful 35 Cabo Gen Ren. And he just went away. I just saw him pull the hook on it. But we got one on the deck. We had a double on Wahoo. They're nice 25-pound class Wahoo, beautiful fish. And I mean, we just literally just put it in the water. We landed was that lure I bought from you, Ricky, at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. So it works.
Yeah,
I bought it as a gift for Mark Rayner, and I think he's a believer now.
Yeah, that thing's deadly.
It's all good. But, yeah, yesterday's another beautiful morning here on the East Cape. And Ricky says he's going to call you. Mark says he's going to call you to put in an order for that lure, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, 30 seconds later, we got our first Wahoo on deck. So. Took a little while. Reason we're late. We left the dock at 6:30 this morning. Don't forget, we're an hour ahead here. We had to wait quite a while for Sardina, but we got it. There was a big long line for Sardina because we had we had 70 people in our tournament. So a lot of people waiting for bait here, and Sardina's been tough, but we got everything. We got sardine. We've got squid. We've got big bait. But right now it's all about Wahoo. We're trolling right off of Punta Pescadero. And we actually took the quads up there yesterday, had lunch, and watched the people catching fish from while we were having lunch yesterday. There's also tuna in this area. yesterday in the tournament, we had tuna up to 97 pounds.
Whoa.
A lot of that bigger fish is down south, almost 2 hours south. So we elected to just stay a little closer, and it's already paid off. I mean, I'm telling you, we put them in and had the double right there. So I think we did the right thing with our – certainly Mark went the right way for us here. So good. We had some wahoo yesterday in the tournament too. A few billfish around. I know Mark said he caught a couple of blues yesterday. So a lot of sails in the tournament yesterday. So fishing is absolutely red hot here in the East Cape. It is on. The East Cape is back. It's pretty phenomenal. And I'm looking at an absolute lake. It's like a pond here
now.
Again, for third straight day. And it's just a beautiful morning here. With, we're actually on Vaquera, which is Mark's newest 35 Cabo, part of the Genman Sport Fishing Fleet. So pretty awesome. And we're pumped up here. So ready to go catch some more fish. And I'll be back next Saturday. That, I'm trying to think of it here because we're in Baja. And we'll give you the full report. But, oh, I should mention, too, that we took the quads up to Punta Pescadero yesterday, had a great lunch up there, did some snorkeling, beautiful. Then we ran up to Arroyo to where the waterfalls are. There's so much water in the Arroyos, we couldn't get all the way up.
Wow.
But it was a lot of fun playing in the mud on the quads. That was just a great day. And then we came back and joined the group to talk fishing and hear all their stories. So lots to talk about here next Saturday and Sunday on Let's Talk Hookup. And you guys have a great show. And we're going to go back and catch some more wahoo.
Man, we're going to let you go real quick, Pete, because I know you got a lot of fishing to do and they're biting. But congrats on an awesome day. Talk about you being pumped up. You got us pumped up. We're
really
fired up. And again, remember, next Saturday we're going to be live at the Kona Kai. So it's going to be a great show. We'll hear the full wrap-up from your trip. Pete, great job. Keep getting them. And shoot us a text when you're done, because I want to hear about how your day is going to go. Sounds like it's going to be a banner.
You bet, man. Yeah, pretty good start so far. Yeah, we're back trolling again, and I'm shooting video, and I'll have some stuff on our YouTube channel, lots of pictures, stories coming up on our website, letstalkhookup.com, and we'll see you at the Kona Kai next Saturday. That's going to be a great event.
Yeah.
Free Bloody Marys, free mimosas, free breakfast. How did Eddie beat that deal, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. All right, buddy, get after it. Appreciate it very much, Pete. I know it's a busy, busy fishing down there, so go keep getting them.
All right. Thanks, guys. Right. Thanks for covering. See you later.
Thanks,
bye, Pete.
Man, how pumped up was that guy?
Oh, my Lord.
That's
just
so
get
cool.
Him in the water.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, as you can hear, we've got such a great show coming for you today. So much to talk about with Bill. So much great surf fishing opportunity going on right now, and we really, really want to hear from you. It's going to be a very busy morning, as the phones are already showing that that's going to be the case. If you want to get through this morning, there are two ways that you can reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. First is with our local line. We have one phone number on our local line that is available right now. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can try us toll-free, and we also have a single toll-free line open. That one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. And not only are we going to be taking your phone calls, not only are we going to be talking so much great surf and inshore fishing with Bill, we're going to be talking offshore fishing. There is so much to cover on the show today. We got great catch reports coming up for you today. We are also giving away, and thanks so much to Bill and SurfFishTackle.com, we are giving away some fantastic prizes. There are going to be three lucky callers at the end of the show today. First of which is going to win a full surf fishing kit from SurfFishTackle.com. So you're going to get a full kit that's going to be sent to you, that's going to be just some cool hand-picked things from Bill to dial you in from surf fishing. So we're really stoked on that. And if you're not familiar with SurfFishTackle.com, it's literally everything that you need to go surf fishing at the beach. You guys cover it all.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, let's only carry what we use.
Yeah.
And what works. You know, we're not selling stuff we don't need. We don't know crimps in the surf, so
sure.
None of those.
But everything that's right. I mean, from terminal to the line that you guys, I mean, everything. I mean, if a guy is into surf fishing, what you need is on surffishtackle.com. So, again, one person's going to get a hand-picked kit from Bill at the end of the show today. And in addition to that, he's going to get the Bill Varney's book and the Lightline Revolution.
Right,
right.
Exactly.
So the Lightline Revolution and a brand new 2018 sport fishing calendar. So that's going to be one prize. And then two more lucky callers at the end of the show are each going to win that fantastic book, the Lightline Revolution, and the brand new Bill Varney
the calendar. Yeah, that's the 2018 CCA sport fishing calendars. Coming out next week.
All with the killer tide lines as they have before. I mean, that was the one year that there was a missing fishing calendar. I was lost. Like, I was completely lost on tides and everything else. And it's back and better than ever and fantastic. And you did such a great job with last year's calendar, you know, assisting and putting the thing together. And I can't wait for this one. So, again, three lucky callers at the end of the show today are going to win fantastic prizes. If you want to get your shot at those, and much better yet, your opportunity to talk to Bill, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. We got a ton to cover, and when we come back, we're going to be doing just that, and we're going to be taking your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hi, I'm Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking Center, and I want to tell you about our newest best-selling kayak, the new Hobie I-11S. The thing is an inflatable kayak, but this thing has all the advantages of an inflatable kayak with no sacrifice in performance. It's super wide, and it's super stable. It's shaped like a stand-up paddleboard. It just skims across the water, making it one of our fastest kayaks, and it rolls easily back into its bag. That's right, easily. It's so quick and easy to use, it's become my go-to fishing kayak. My mom and dad just threw a couple in the car and drove up to Mammoth Lakes for a few days and caught a whole bunch of trout. This kayak solves so many problems for so many people. No roof racks needed, no storage in the garage, throw it in a closet, throw it in the back of your car. Most importantly, come down and try this new kayak out. You won't believe how well it works. We do demos every day at our shop right on the water in Mission Bay and would be happy to take you out on it. So call the shop at 619-222-0766 to schedule a demo. Or check us out on the web at fastlanekayaking.com.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at SeaforthLanding.com.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com. or give them a call at 949-481-1807.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are absolutely packed up. Before we jump into, I want to cover a little bit more about the surf fishing. And, you know, obviously you talked about the baits and things like that. I have been really into hearing, you know, guys like yourself, reports from Gundy, things like that. It seems like I wouldn't say that it has changed or revolutionized, but it's been so cool watching the hard bait phenomenon, you know, Rapalas and Lucky Crafts and all the different jerk baits and stick baits and becoming a big factor in the surf. I think that's so cool. That's such a cool form of fishing to go down and do, and they're getting bites, man.
It's amazing. You know, if you went back like to the 30s and 40s, your hard bait would be a crocodile, right?
Yeah, sure.
Some spoon or something like that. But of
and
course,
still maybe.
And still are. You know, I think there would still be, as if you go back and you look and talk to people and the records and stuff back,
right,
the crocodile was the thing. And I think as time went on, these stick baits came out. They were easier to use and they gave more opportunity.
Sure.
And so you had less people using the crocodile, more people using the stick baits.
Right.
And as a result of that, you had more fish caught them, so it looked like the stick baits were doing better. But in reality, they all do very well,
right,
and it's all predicated on your number of casts. It's just a probability thing, and the more casts you make, the more probability you have of catching a fish, and certainly a big fish.
Covering more water,
yep,
easier to deal with. I mean, and let's face it, a crocodile is still a fantastic lure.
Mm-hmm.
You can cover the most water, you can make these bomber casts, but it's been really cool, you know, hopping on the websites and seeing guys with, I mean, and big fish from the surf. Lots of halibut, lots of big corby. I mean, just cool stuff that those bigger hard baits are offering, guys. And I'm assuming you can fish now with a little heavier tackle or some of the bait fishing. It's a lot of, you know, as the book says, it's the light line revolution, and you're able to step that gear up just a little bit and give you
absolutely
a little more chance on some of those cool fish when you're doing the surf thing.
That's right. And, of course, another thing, too, is you can go to the braided line. And although I normally would fish a short top shot, very, you know, 3 feet top shot or so, it gives you the opportunity of having more line on your reel, casting a longer distance, cutting for kelp.
Think about
stuff
like that.
There's all kinds of benefits to some of the new technologies that are out there. But you just have to get out and apply them and see what works.
Yeah, that's it. Well, we're going to be talking all those things again. If you want to get through, your opportunity to talk to the man, the captain of the surf, it's Bill Varney. We're going to be having a great show again. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Before we jump into the phones, we're going to jump back down to the East Cape because we got the man. John Ireland is on the line this morning. What's up, John?
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, John.
I guess Pedro must have just called in, huh?
He did. It sounds like the fishing is absolutely red hot down there. He's talking about having great fishing. I know they had already had a double jig strike on Wahoo before he was able to call the show this morning. So, John, it sounds like things are just on fire, and I have to imagine Rancho Leonero's in the middle of the heat.
Yeah, we are for sure. It's been an incredible 3 or 4 months. It really has. It's been good, consistent fishing pretty much all the season. It's really, in the last 20 years, I can recall, the best year we've had.
Wow.
Very, very good. Yeah, and I was going to bring up the Wahoo fishing. It just seems that over the last couple of weeks, every day gets a little bit better. We were starting out, you know, we're sending out 10 to 15 boats a day and one or two to the table a day and then three or four. And now we're getting, you know, up to 10 to the table a day.
No kidding.
Nice fish, 50 to 70 pound Wahoo.
Wow.
Nice. And Lord knows how many they're getting bit off.
Sure, yeah, totally.
I fight with the guys. You know, they want to use mono. They don't want to use the wire because they don't feel they hit with the wire. So they drag the Rapalas, whatever, with the mono, and then they get bit off. You know, two out of three fish. It's crazy. I can't tell you how much money I spent on lures.
I'll bet, John.
Unreal. But the wild fishing's been special. It really has.
That's great.
And then you go to the yellowfin, and pretty much anywhere you go up and down the coast, they're very spread and they're very round. Some areas have bigger fish than other. I guess right close, the bigger tuna, there were 40, 50 pounders were pretty common yesterday. And further south, a lot of the boats went down, and a little further south. And again, everybody's limiting just it's the size of the fish. The Dorado weren't quite as big this week. There were a few nice bulls and all that. But, you know, 5 to 12 pounds, I'd say, limits for everybody on the Dorado. A big news, the billfish, you know, everybody's just been ignoring the marlin. They've had nothing to do with it. Well, they've been chasing around the tuna and the Dorado, which is understandable, and the Wahoo. And so, but we finally got a couple groups that have been doing nothing but going after the marlin, and they've been releasing 4 or 5 blues a day. It's been real good. Just right off the bank there, right out off the front.
Wow.
There's a stripers and sails as well, but, God, loads of blues. Mm. Oh, it's crazy. And in bottom fishing, of course, nobody's doing much bottom fishing because everybody's out there again after the tuna and Dorado. But there's big Watchinagos, big Pargo, big Amberjack. Now, gosh, the fishing is really good right now.
Yeah. Wow.
John, that's fantastic.
And John, how's the rooster fishing been down there lately?
Well, it's been, you know, if you can find clear spots. After that rainstorm, still kind of dirty up along the beach there in spots. If you find a clear spot, there's loads of them in there. They've kind of, the rooster fish have kind of changed a little bit. They don't come quite as close to the beach. The great big ones don't come quite as close to the beach. They're always on that first drop off, maybe 50 or 100 yards off the beach and along there. So we're still picking up a few of them. But again, it's the same story. Nobody's going after them. Everybody's plugging away at the tuna and the Dorado.
Too good a Wahoo fishing. You know, John, what next
time? Too many choices.
Next time you come by the shop, there's a lure we'll have to have you scope out. Rapala came out with a brand new X-Wrap. It was a larger size than they've ever made before, and they just started shipping them. It's a 40 size. I think it'll be awesome for that Wahoo fishing because it's a longer jig than they ever had before, and it'd probably be a way to space the hooks away from that line a little bit more. Same idea. Digs a little deeper, swims a little faster, and a little bit longer of a lure. I think will probably save us a few. We'll have to slide some down to the East Cape for you.
I'll come by.
Yeah, see if that keeps the Wahoo team away.
They love the existing X-Rafts, and those are the ones we've been losing in droves.
Well, sounds like unbelievable fishing, John. I know that this is a very busy time of year, but are there opportunities to sneak down for a quick little shot and get in on the East Cape fishing?
Yeah, through October and November, and we have rooms, and we have good fishing for you, too, as well. It's 800-646-2252. Or check out, we got a lot of photos of these Wahoo in particular. Get on the website and check it out.
The beauty of the East Cape is you're so close to home. Airfares have gotten so competitive with the fantastic flights out of San Diego and Alaska, the options of flying at LAX in Orange County, the options of going down to TJ and flying that route. There are so many inexpensive options. And it's an hour and a half away, an hour and 45 minutes away, that you can totally grab a couple of quick days and find a hotel room at the Rancho Leonero on a time that fits your schedule and grab a quick flight and just go down for a couple of days. I mean, it's not a major travel event.
Right.
You can be down there fishing a couple of days and zip home.
It's amazing how many people come down 4 or 5 times a year and do just exactly that, fish 3 or 4 days and hop back and forth. And then people monitor the fishing, too, and when it gets real good, they'll come down at the last minute. A lot of real reasonable airfares, like Polaris, is just unbelievable. If you don't mind flying out of Tijuana, you can. Right now, I think it's about $150 round trip.
We saw 129 round trip to Rancho Leonero, to flying into Cabo at a TJ. Unbelievable. Yeah. Well, John, I might be one of those guys. It sounds like there's great fishing, and we sure appreciate it, amigo. One more time, shoot us a phone number if somebody wants to come down and join in all the fun with you.
Thanks, Rick. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
Great report, John. Congrats on great fishing, best in 20 years. That sounds good enough for us.
It is for sure. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Rick. Nice talking to you, Bill.
You too, John.
See you, John. Appreciate that. Hey, the phone lines are absolutely packed solid. We're diving in right now. We're going to start it off this morning with Mike, who's calling us from San Diego, actually on the Naval Base. What's up, Mike? Good morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks. Yeah, I'm out here working on Point Loma with the guys. But I wanted to, I catch a lot of halibut in the bay and stuff like that, but I just can't catch halibut in the surf. And it's just so frustrating. I mean, I'll wait out there. I'll throw in the trough with my stick baits and plastics, but I just can't get hooked up. What do I need to do?
Well, Mike, thanks. That's a great question. Probably the first thing you need to do is go down and get a little bit of squid and strap 2 or 3 of those squids to each one of your ankles so that when you get out there about waist deep, you got your chum line going. No, I'm just kidding about that. I would say here's the thing that you want to remember about halibut fishing. Now, halibut, first of all, they love an area where they don't have to do anything. They are very lazy fish. They're going to lay down on the bottom. They're going to wait for food to come by them. And when you come to an area and you're surf fishing for halibut, you're normally not going to find them on the open beach. It's a possibility that you can just go along the sand and cast here and there and find them. But they're normally going to settle down and find a place near structure.
Okay.
So let's say that you're around a jetty, harbor entrance, you're where there is an estuary and there's moving water there. So those are the first things that you want to look for. Just don't go down to the middle of the beach somewhere. Try to find out where you've got some structure. Set yourself up next to that structure. And, you know, you'll notice if you do some diving along the jetties here that these halibut, they will really lay in the sand and butt up to those rocks. Or actually, sometimes they will lay right on top of those rocks.
Really?
And almost like in a chameleon way, and then wait for their bait fish to go by them. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, remember that these fish are different than, let's say, a perch or a corbina in the shape of their body. So they lay themselves down in the sand. If they decide to come out of the sand to eat something when there's a tidal change, so you're coming up to high tide or you're going down to low tide and the water is moving, they're like a kite. They're going to catch that and it's going to push them right away. So they are going to feed primarily at peak high tide and peak low tide. Oh. So let's say I went down to the beach. I say, hey, I'm going to go fish and I'm going to catch whatever I want. I want to target halibut. And let's just say, for example, high tide's at noon. I'm going to fish till maybe 11:15 or so with bait or a lure for a corbina or spot fin or whatever. And then once we get to that peak high tide, low tide period for about 45 minutes on each side, I'm going to transfer over to a stick bait or a crocodile.
Okay.
And I'm going to fish for halibut at that time.
So you pick up your tide calendar, your mm-hmm. CCA tide calendar, and basically just look for the slack tide, the peak of high
exactly.
or the peak of low when that water's moving the least, 45 minutes on each side, and that's when you're going to pound out your lucky crafts, your X-Wraps, your things like that.
Exactly, exactly. And that will really help you.
I would say, you mentioned them not wanting to, they're lazy fish, they're opportunistic. Bird sign, I'm sure, will help, as far as seeing, balls of chove or grunion or things like that in the surf line.
That is definitely, and grunion in particular coming in. And, grunion, what they do is they go up and down the beach as a school and stage for the area that they're going to come in. As a matter of fact, sometimes up on the cliffs here at Carlsbad and so forth, you can look out in the water and see a black or a dark brown, almost like a cloud's going over. And if you pay a little bit of attention to it, you'll realize that that's the grunion.
No kidding.
So you're right. They will come up to the surface, usually the smaller ones, and actually boil on the chovy or the grunion and so forth. So if you see those, yes, you definitely want to fish under those, just like if you were out by the bait boat. A lot of the bait boats, especially up in the Huntington, Newport area, they get their bait right outside of the surf. And I guarantee you there's a little flotilla of halibut following that ball around.
That's
so
cool.
That's something to look for, too.
Those answer some of your questions for you, Mike?
Yes, sir, and I'm going out there today, so we'll see what happens. I appreciate it. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, buddy.
Our
thanks.
Pleasure.
Thanks a lot for the phone call. That right there is why he's the expert on doing this kind of stuff. That was a fantastic answer, man. We appreciate it very much, Bill. Okay, let's jump right back in. Mike and Rosemead, you're up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning there, Rick and Captain Bill.
That's what my wife calls me.
I know what it's like to be out there this time of year, middle of the week. It's so quiet out there along the surf end. I can look to the left and right of me, and there's almost nobody there. It's almost kind of too lonely out there, and if they do catch a big fish, you have nobody to witness it. So I've experienced
right.
that quite a bit. I just want to pass on a little tip that I use. It's when I use those mosquito hooks, I like to go down and buy some fluorescent orange thread. I don't use yarn, I just use the thread. And I'll wind on a little ball-sized wad of it close to the shank or the eye of the hook, and that simulates the eggs of a sand crab. Then I'll belly hook a sand crab and push it all the way up to the wad of thread, and then I'll back hook another sand crab. So they're like back to back. So both bellies are kind of like exposed, basically. And I just like to pass that on to you guys that that's how I do it, and it seems to work pretty good. It always looks like you have a an egg-filled sand crab on the hook.
What a great tip, you know? Mike.
That's a great tip, Mike. And, of course, you know, if you go back to the 30s and 40s and 50s, a little piece of orange yarn was very, very common to be slid up the hook, almost like a worm slid up the hook, and then the sand crab being put on top of that. And these fish, sometimes the water's very clear and they have a chance to swim around the circle and look at everything, but a lot of times it's a reaction bite, too. They're really not down there smelling around for things, maybe like a trout would be in a calmer water scenario, but they're looking for things. They're looking for sign of what they would normally feed on. They see that orange. That's very unusual because it represents the eggs. What else is orange like that?
Sure.
Maybe the inside of a mussel, but otherwise not much. So that's a great tip.
And most of the way that fish, I'm assuming when they're feeding on sand crabs, that wave rolls in, the wave crashes, turbulent water, that's blowing the bait up out of the river, and those fish are rushing in after that wave and gobbling up, you know, they've got how many seconds before they got to regroup, and the next one crashes down, so I mean, they're flashing in. What a great call that is.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Hey, Mike, great tip. We appreciate the phone call. All right, appreciate that very much. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls and more great information just like that. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Call the office. Tell them I'm sick.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2400. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearcherSportFishing.com.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers like Cousins building high-quality inshore and offshore rods that are ideal for the Southern California angler. Quality, innovation, and value with every Cousins rod. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear for Shimano. We're talking about surf fishing, and if you hopped on to surffishtackle.com, you will see a great selection of a lot of Shimano gear, and it's the stuff that you use, Bill. Run me through spinning reels in the surf. What do you like?
That's a good question, because really when it comes to the surf, you want to think about having something that's going to have a good drag for you. It's going to be a reliable reel. We have used Shimano reels for years in the surf. And I've always told everybody, when it comes to reel in the surf, you don't want to go out and get a Stella.
Right.
You don't want to spend $1,200 on a spinning reel and drop it in the sand one
time. You're in a harsh environment.
That's right.
The harshest.
So as a result of that, we usually try to stay under about $100. And the Shimano Sedona and Sienna, fantastic reels for the surf.
Very, very smooth, great drags, great casting, very comfortable, but they don't break the budget.
No, they don't, and they're easy to keep clean, and you know, they've reduced this clamshell design, so there's less seams, so there's less ability of sand and water to get inside the reel.
That's awesome. Well, you heard it right there. You can check it out at surffishtackle.com, or you can check it out at your local Shimano dealer. Nothing like it. Shimano.com.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. You know, during the break, we were BSing about Rancho Lanero. It's my favorite spot in the world, obviously, having John just on there. And you were talking about a technique that you saw some guys using that turned you on to for surf fishing down from the ranch. I thought that was awesome.
Absolutely. You know, when I was fishing over Hawaii, I fished in Hawaii many, many times, surf fishing on the different islands and snagged a lot of times. There's a lot of volcanic stuff over there. It's crazy. So, you know, talking to the locals, they said, you know, we use a system where we basically have a bobber, like a sliding, water-filled, clear bobber, medium to small-size bobber. We figure out basically the depth we're fishing in. So let's say it's 10 feet deep or 8 feet deep. We're going to put about a 6-foot leader on, cast this out, and you can use, you know, down there or anywhere else, a natural bait there. Of course, in Hawaii, just like in California, just like in Baja, there are sand crabs. So you could use that, cast it out over the reef. And rather than sitting on the bottom and getting hung up, this bobber will help you stay off and then slowly retrieve it toward shore. So
such a great call.
Such an easy thing to do, too. And you know, down at Rancho Lanero, I don't know, John might be considering giving me a contract to entertain down there, because right before dinner time, around cocktail hour, everybody's sitting out on the patio there.
Yeah, you get a cold Pacifico.
It is so beautiful. And I'd go right down below them and fish and put on a show for an hour or so before dinner of all the fish we could catch, anywhere from maybe 2-pound to 10-pound fish, and really every variety of reef fish imaginable. Just fantastic.
I just think that's
fishing.
So cool. Yeah, what a great tip that is. I love it. I think that's awesome. And there's a guy on the line, Michael Schweit, who's calling us right now, who wouldn't say that you were fishing with a bobber. He would say that would be a strike indicator. Is that right, Michael?
Yes, we would call that a strike indicator. and his technique actually, Bill, your technique actually sounds like fishing on Crowley with bobber midges.
There you go.
Well, this is Michael Schweit, obviously from the Federation of Life. Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Great. How are you doing?
We're doing fantastic. Good. What do we have the pleasure?
Well, I was going to make an announcement, but right before I get to that, I wanted to say to Bill, I've just always loved his things on the surf and watching all that. And you know, talking this year about the Corbina, I finally got a legal Corbina on the fly, which has just been something that I've tried for a long time. But we have one guy who went out there this year and on the fly picked up 40 Corbina throughout the season.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things that I always love that the fly guys talk to the conventional guys, conventional talk to the fly guys, and I
absolutely
feel really sorry for the fish about that point.
Yeah, we're ganging up on them.
Yes, exactly. Anyways, I just wanted to make an announcement for your listeners. This is the brand new thing for us for the Southwest Council, but you know, we've done the fly fishing fair up in Mammoth and Bishop for 5 years.
Right.
And we did a hiatus this year, but we are moving the fair down to Glendale Civic Auditorium for October 20th and 21st of 2018.
Oh, excellent. Next weekend.
No, 2018.
Oh, 2018. Excuse me. Sorry. Okay, well, that's great.
You'll pay your taxes on that.
Michael, that's fantastic. A little closer to home for some folks and a great opportunity at what is certainly one of the greatest gatherings of all things fly fishing.
Yes, it'll be wonderful, and being near the population centers, I think it'll be great. I'm going to miss terribly Mammoth and Bishop. Those are wonderful areas, and plus there's fish up there. But we'll be trying to do some things down here, and just wanted to let your listeners know.
I think it's a great idea. Give us a quick rundown for those that aren't familiar already of what the fair consists of.
The fair consists of pretty much like, I think, any other fishing show. We have vendors where you can come in and get some deals and look at all the latest things that are available in gear and flies and what's working. And maybe we'll have Bill come down there and show his latest strike indicators. And there'll be seminars as to how to fish, you know, the various areas. And especially here for Los Angeles, you know, one of the things we do and everybody kind of poo-poos is, you know, we've got carp fishing down in the L.A. River. So we'll probably do some classes or some ideas on that. And, of course, surf fishing. We'll definitely bring that in to show everybody what it's all about.
That's awesome. Well, certainly a great, great time, a fantastic collection of really, really informative people. Keep us up to date. What's the best way if somebody wants to get some more information right now, everything that's going on with the Southwest Council? How do we stay in touch? What's the best word for us, Michael?
Basically, go to our website. If you Google Southwest Council, we're going to show up. It's SWCFFI.org or just Southwest Council, and you'll find us.
Awesome. Great information. Appreciate you keeping us up to date. As always, Michael, we'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Michael.
I think sliding the fair down here is a great call. I'm with you. Mammoth's a tough place to leave, but I think it's going to be a great thing for the fair and keep do exactly what you're always trying to do, and that's introduce more people to fly fishing. I think it's going to be a big benefit.
Mm-hmm.
You got it.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that very much. Hey, with that, we're going to roll into the catch report, find out what's biting out there today. It is time for the catch report, and hey, lobster season is open right now, and make sure you gear up with the best performing lobster gear in the market, and that's Promar. Based in SoCal, Promar products are designed by fishermen for fishermen, and they offer everything you need for a successful night of lobster hooping, including the brand new Ambush XL. It's a 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com, and we're going to start it off with a man, Captain Brian Woolley of Dana War Sport Fishing is on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good stuff this morning. How are you?
Yeah, great,
doing
buddy.
Great.
We're having a great time and talking fishing. Want to know what's going on at Dana Wharf.
Yeah, sounds like it, man. Well, hey, our week this week was very similar to what we had last week. You know, some very consistent conditions with some nice water in a lot of areas, which certainly for this time of year is a plus, no doubt. On our three-quarter day trips, you know, we're still out in that deeper water fishing rockfish. Some good mixed fish being caught out there. Some quality reds and groupers definitely were the standout fish for us this week. Those fish being caught on the sardine on the dropper loop, much like last week, though, that cold sniper jig, man, hard to beat on that braided line. That stuff, I mean, that's just been the system to catching fish out there.
So much.
For sure. And I'll tell you, you know, that like the blue and chrome color, or even the blue with that pink, I don't know what they call it, but, man, that thing's been deadly in that 100-gram weight. The bass fishing along the kelp, too, you know, it's been pretty good as well. I'd say that this week the fly line sardines still catching fish better than the swim baits, but still some fish on the artificial lures and whatnot as well. Better areas for us this week was the shallow stuff in tight, 2 fathom, 3 fathom, stuff like that. That's where the better quality fish were being caught, a little bit more consistent for whatever reason. The water out on the kelp has been really clean and really clear, so it's been a little hard to catch the fish on the artificial stuff out there, but certainly the live bait or the cut live bait's been the way to go on those bass. And then the guys bringing their own exotic baits, the shrimp, the clam, that kind of stuff have just been mopping up the sheep head. A little bit of bonita swimming around too, little breezer spots and stuff like that out in front of the harbor, so we've been, you know, looking at some of that stuff, trying to get some of that on the boat as well. So, again, condition-wise, very consistent, which certainly is a good deal for this time of the week or this time of the year. Schedule-wise, this week, three-quarter day trips, you know, every day departing at 6 a.m. And during the week, we have our 10 o'clock half-day trip, 10 to 3. And then on the weekends, our half-day, 6:30 and 12 o'clock. And on today's half-day trip at 12:45, I think it's pulling away from the dock. On every Sunday, you know, the kids fish free on that afternoon half day with a paid adult. And before the trip departs, there's a little seminar on the boat, kind of get the kids up to speed on what's, you know, what to expect on the trip. So I know there's definitely some spots available on that trip. Today is supposed to be nice, gorgeous day out. So if you guys are looking for a little something to do this afternoon, certainly call the office and get in on that. So that's pretty much it for us. Call the landing guys to make your reservations. The phone number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And like I mention every week, take advantage of that discount that you can apply towards any local half or three-quarter day trip there. Right on the front of the Let's Talk Hookup webpage is a little Dana Wharf banner. Just click on that, and that'll give you a little discount code.
Such a great call, Woolley. And, man, what great fishing. Couple of things. One, how cool it is that you guys do such a great job at Dana Wharf for all things kids programs, extra seminars, and I just think it's awesome. And again, going back to what we've been saying for the last 2 days now, the fall is where it's at. Great, great fishing going on at Dana Wharf right now.
Yeah, it makes it fun. You know, the conditions, that, you know, as you know, that's the name of the game, and just the consistency has been good to see. So we'll certainly take that all day, every day.
That's rad. All right, Woolley. Well, great job. Great report. Look forward to it. And hopefully a bunch of guys come out and join you on that afternoon kids trip today, departing at 12:45. What time should a guy get there, you think, for that trip? Is it 11:45, 12 o'clock, something like that?
Yeah, 12 o'clock, 12:15, get checked in, get parked, and, yep, be ready to go.
That's awesome. Yep. All right, Woolley. Well, great job. We appreciate it, as always, and we'll look forward to talking next week.
Thanks, guys.
All right, appreciate that. Hey, with that, we're going to find out. We've been talking surf fishing all morning.
Yeah.
Let's find out what's biting. It's time for the Surf Report with the guru himself. Gundy Gunderson is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
How's it going, guys?
It's going great. We can't wait to hear the report.
Definitely fall, like you said, Rock God. Holy smokes. But got a cool fishing right now, a little mix between some cooler water species and some warmer water species. Real good fall bite up there in Santa Barbara, lots of bait inside. Very good week of halibut fishing. The fish have ranged from short to about 30 inches, but most of the guys have been getting a legal per session, so that's what you're looking for. The sand spit, the mouth of the harbor there was a hot spot. Black rock, graveyards also kicking out fish. Swim baits, red rum, calico hunter were some of the hot colors there on the big hammers, and the guys were just, especially at that sand spit, the swim bait bite was the best there. Just Fishing reported 10-pound, 2-ounce striped bass taken off Formosa on a Lucky Craft. A couple other smaller fish were also reported. Still some nice corbina taken on Torrance Beach there. The guys are a little stealth fishing there, but catching some fish in the 3-pound class.
Wow.
Big fish reported good spot fin bite on the back of the moon here. Huntington Pier was a hot spot. Seal Beach, Delmont Pier is also kicking out fish. Mussel, ghost shrimp, lugworms working best for those. This 2 to 3 pound class, a real nice quality fish. Some very good corbina fishing too along Bolsa Chica Surfside. Guys are dropping down to that 4 pound fluorocarbon leader, kind of the key to get the bite. Most of the fish are 1 to 2 pounds, but there are some kickers in there, 3 pound fish. Catch some reported good corbina fishing too along the peninsula there. The big story here, 25 pound striped bass. Like we talked about a couple weeks ago, right there at the wedge. Rock cod right at the mouth of Newport Harbor, 25-pound fish on a Lucky Craft,
fish.
Couple other taken off Dog Beach down there, mouth of Carlsbad Lagoon, so just what we talked about, you know. But the other thing I didn't mention, too, is that, you know, when you're fishing for striped bass, you're definitely fishing for halibut, so you're not going to go wrong, you know.
Sure.
I was working on a tip. Once there off Doheny, the shop called me and told me a couple stripers were caught there at the mouth of the river. And so I was throwing for a striper, and I got a 17-pound halibut. So you can't really go wrong, you know, fishing for a striped bass. But really cool fishing right now, lots to do. This week in Western Outdoor News, we did a nice interview with John Collins. I'm sure you know John Collins well. What an interesting character, huh, Rock Gun?
One of the very best and a true ambassador for fishing.
Absolutely.
One is a fantastic guy and one of the best fishermen, you know, this area has ever seen ever. But a guy that, like, truly is more stoked about watching other guys catch fish than himself. Yeah, great, great guy. That's going to be awesome, Gunny. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, we talked about his knot, and, you know, and he is one of the few guys left, you know, fishing that single wire surface iron, and that's an art form unto itself, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt about that, Gundy. Well, I can't wait to see that great deal. I love everything you've been doing in Western Outdoor News. That's awesome. I love following the long-range reports and everything. So awesome there, Gundy. Appreciate that. And, man, great surf report. Thanks for compiling all the information as you do for us week after week. And 25-pound striper, that's going to be a pretty hard one to beat for next week.
I love to do it, man. All right, you guys, have a good week.
Thanks, Gundy.
Thank you, Gundy.
Appreciate that. Look forward to talking to you next week. That's going to wrap up our Catch Report today, sponsored by SurfFishTackle.com, where you'll find all the gear you need to catch fish at the beach. Again, it's SurfFishTackle.com. You've done an awesome job with the website. It is so easy to navigate. It's just exactly what it's exactly what it sounds like. It's Surf Fish Tackle. It's laid out. It's very clean. It's very easy to follow. It's, as you said earlier, it's not a bunch of BS. It's literally the things that you use for fishing the surf.
Absolutely. And it really makes it simple that way. Just go on there, look around, see what you need. And if you have any questions, just send me an email or give me a call. I'll take time off work all the time to talk about fishing. Come on.
I'll tell you one thing that's on there that we haven't talked about yet, and I really want to, and that's the tab about your seminars. And right on the top of the website, you can click on a tab of the seminars. You give one of the coolest surf fishing seminars a guy could ever attend. And if you've heard this show and you think, you know, I kind of want to get into that and do that, explain a little bit about your seminars, because they're at the location. awesome.
Thank you, Rick.
Yeah,
that's
I think they're really great.
Thank you so much. You know, we have a great time doing these seminars, and they're on-the-beach seminars. We usually go to about five or six state beaches throughout the summer. So we go to Carlsbad, Crystal Cove, Bolsa Chica State Beach, Carpinteria. Next year we're going to expand it a little bit, and I believe we're going to have CCA sponsor our gatherings. And really what it is what we do is we put together, we ask folks if they want to come out. We sign up about 55 people. We get down there. We got four or five different surf fishing guys that my buddies who surf fish with me all the time, they'll say that they're the ones who taught me how to surf fish. And we go over a short seminar, about 15 or 20 minutes, talking about rigging, show you how to hook the baits. We provide all the bait, ghost shrimp, sand crabs, different types of worms. And then we go down to the sand. We spread out and we fish for about 3 hours. And we walk in between everybody and answer all your questions.
I just think that's so cool.
It's so much fun.
What better seminar to attend than one where you're actually fishing while it's going on?
Absolutely. You have a chance to catch something and take it home or let it go and get a good picture with it.
I think that's awesome. And a guy can go right onto the surffishtackle.com website, click the link and find out when they are, mm-hmm. how to make reservations, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Normally what we do is we'll post up the dates. Because they occur in the summer, we'll post up the dates right after the Fred Hall show.
Okay.
And then about 2 weeks before each event, we open up the registration. And then people could register or they can go on a waiting list if they like. They do fill out very quickly. So if it's something you want to do, you want to get on there right away. And that's it. It's very, very simple. Then we send you the directions. We're going to meet here. We get down there. We have coffee, donuts, have a little seminar, go fishing. What else could you ask for?
I'm in. Again, fishthesurf.com or surffishtackle.com.
Perfect.
Going to get you right to it. That's awesome. Well, thanks, Bill. Appreciate that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers like Penn. Check out the new Penn Fathom Lever Drag 2-Speed Reel with a full metal body and Dura drag washers. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle, best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfisherchartersdot.com.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales event is back. For a limited time, new 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 6 years of limited warranty protection. And new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes get you up to $750 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends November 21st, 2017, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandAero.com. It's unique.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist. The most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.